You are watching HR TV today from the conference HR Know-How, organized by Professional Organization People Management Forum. And my first guest is Mr. Stefan Thierry, Managing Director of Coritamera. Hello.
Hello. Nice
Mr. Thierry, today the conference is about engagement in digital era. And as I know, you are already 30 years in the Coritamera world.
Correct. Correct.
So tell me about your engagement factors. What are your motivational factors why you are staying in a company so long?
I think as we addressed it during the conference, the real motivation, the real engagement of anyone in the company depends actually on two sides. On the one side, you need to see yourself into the motivation, into the vision of the company. So you need to have a clear picture about this. But most important as well, this vision, this ambition needs to be in line with your personal drivers. Mm-hmm. And in this case, I've been with the company for 30 years because I was able to find, I would say, the good combination between the two. On the one side, being very much appealed to the vision of the company, which is bring out the best in people. And to me, that resonates. And on the other side, which is my aspiration, my personal aspiration, is to be working in a company where I have a lot of freedom and where also I can help the people to grow. So if you combine the two and the combination is there, why go?
So it goes.
That's a very good motivation to stay, mm-hmm, and to be really engaged in the company.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you were talking also about acronym VUCA word.
Yep.
Maybe can you explain what does it mean and why is it so important today in the case in terms of engagement?
Yeah, I think we are living into a world which is more and more changing, and VUCA is an acronym for volatile, mm-hmm, uncertain, complex and ambiguous. So to say differently, the changes which we're living in today are huge when compared to those we were experiencing yesterday. They are probably very little compared to what we will live tomorrow. If we take the image of a sea, we are not sailing anymore on the Mediterranean Sea. It's more like an ocean with big waves. And it's even, I would say, even it's not even change, because people don't even talk about change anymore. They talk about transformation today. Mm-hmm. That means it's even sometimes forgetting about the past. It's to start from a blank sheet, starting from a white paper. So that makes the change, the transformation, even bigger. And that's this environment which we're living in, of course, has got an impact on the way people are being engaged. Mm-hmm. Because people are being engaged depending on the context which they're in. Mm-hmm. So indeed, when you look at, I would say, this world, which is very much changing, people are a bit lost from time to time. And it's one of the explanations what people also are changing. Next generation is not as stable as what we were used to be. I don't know if my kids will be staying 30 years in the same company. I doubt, to be honest. And it's nothing wrong with this. But they will also follow all these changes in this VUCA world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You also provide interesting figures, because you told the audience that overall Europe, there are maybe approximately about 30%, just 30% of engaged people, and the rest is disengaged.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
What are those biggest pitfalls the company does?
Yeah, correct. It's you might say it's indeed a very striking figure. It's actually even more, because when you look in the 30%, these are people actually contributing, but in the 30%, you have 20% which are contributing but not fulfilling their own needs. So the real engaged people, meaning being satisfied and contributing, is actually only 10%, mm-hmm, and not 30%. So it's even, I would say, worse, if I may call it like this. And indeed, quite a number of people are either disengaged or just standing by. Very much depending on the countries as well, I must say. And in this respect, Czech Republic, in compared to other countries, is not doing too bad. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that it's also an issue in the Czech Republic, but there are companies where it's even more difficult. People really disengaged or just waiting and not. And not producing what they could produce, and not being satisfied with their jobs.
Mm-hmm. So maybe could you summarize the key factors in case of engagement of people?
As we said, there are four factors that are playing an important role. People are really engaged, providing, first of all, they can say, I really love my company, I trust my company. That's the first one. Second one, I love my job. Mm-hmm. The third factor is I trust my colleagues. And the last but not least, I am authentic. That means, you know, I'm not faking. I'm really passionate about what I do. And as we saw this morning, it's a shared responsibility to make it happen. On the one side, you have the responsibility of the leaders, and they need to provide the framework, the vision, the culture, the structure, everything to clarify indeed the direction in which they want to go to. Let's be also honest, it's also the responsibility of the employee. Mm-hmm. It's also up to each and everyone to know what do I want to do, what is my ambition, what are the roles I want to play, private, professional. So that's also very important. And in the middle, you have a very important role for managers as well, because the managers are there to be able to bridge all the time. I would say on the one side what the company wants to provide, but also what the employee is looking for. Mm-hmm. So if you want to look at those four factors, I love my job, I love my company, I trust my colleagues, I am authentic. Leaders, managers, and employees have an important role to play.
Mm-hmm. And is it the same for all generations?
That's also an important point. I think generations are changing. We have tried to capture, and it's not easy, what makes the new generation different from the other ones. And we found out that you have three main things. The first thing is the sense of belonging, which is more volatile than in the past. Some people don't join a company for years and years and years. They're more hopping jobs. And they are very much sensitive to values, to the working principle. So people might leave a company because they don't find this anymore. Mm-hmm. So sense of belonging is important. The second one is the learning system. People do not want any more hierarchical structures because the relation between the master and his apprentice has disappeared. So that means that you don't have managers telling what people should do and people obeying. No, a lot of the next generation have grown up through what we call the trial error correction, and through internet, for example. So the learning experience is different as well. And last but not least, the sign of recognition is different. The next generation, they need more contact, they need more recognition and more frequent. And that's why a lot of companies are progressively leaving down, you know, the traditional yearly appraisal, because for the next generation, waiting for 1 year to make a formal appraisal, it's just unacceptable. They want, you know, frequent contact. They want to have time with their manager, and precious time, quality time, informal time, and that makes a difference, of course, from people like me, who were used to having less frequent but more formal mm-hmm. contacts.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us any final example of best practice of any company which is doing well?
If you don't mind, I would prefer to give you a personal example.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because as I keep on saying, the most difficult is not at work, actually, it's at home. And I happen to have three kids, two boys and one girl. They are extremely different, mm-hmm. extremely different. And what I've really learned and tried to do, the future will tell if I did it in the right way or not, you really need a very individual approach to engagement, because engagement is also at home, I would say. Yeah?
Yep.
And I know that I may be a consultant, I'm also doing mistakes like other people. and the first mistake I did with my second child was to try to copy-paste what I did with my first one, which is a big mistake. So I'm also learning to be able to identify what are the drivers of each and every person to make sure that indeed I can really help the guy to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And then for the third one, and I think it's the same for companies. We need to take into account the generation, we need to take into account the culture as well, which country is the person coming from, we need to take into account the personality, which makes the job of management leaders fascinating, because basically, I keep on saying, all these people are actually HR people. And the job of a manager should first of all to be HR, yeah. To take care of people.
I agree. Stefan, thank you very much for the interview.
You're very welcome. Thank you.